Hello and welcome to the Manifestation Mastery Mastermind. I am so happy to have you here. And this week we will be speaking about assuming into existence our reality and our desires in relation to us and us in relation to our desires and the stories that we tell ourselves and how that creates reality. So what do I mean when I say our desires in relation to us and us in relation to our desires? How we perceive ourselves, our self-concept, our self-image in relation to our desires. So whatever that desire may be, maybe that will be money. Let's use money for an example. And also how our desire, and we're using money for this example, relates to us, our self-concept of who we are, right? So from both sides of the equation, we need to have an elevated perception. We need to see it from our highest self. So using the example of money, we may think money is easy to make for others. So we see and look around us and we see millionaires, billionaires all around us. But we may think that money is, although easy for others to make, we seem to struggle with making money. We can never make enough. Whenever we make money, something happens and we lose the money. We can never seem to hold money, whatever that may be. So all those assumptions, all those stories that we are saying about money in relation to us needs to evolve. Us in relation to our desires. So in this case for money, do we see money as a negative thing? Do we see money as people that only want to control others that have it? Or people that are greedy? Or all those things that maybe you were told when you were younger about money? Therefore, it creates blockages in your reality and it doesn't allow it to flow in. So we need to change our viewpoint on the object of desire, because we may want something, but if we have all these negative thoughts, beliefs, and assumptions around it, it blocks it from coming into our reality. So we need to evolve how you view that thing and only view it in the highest light, because there are all realities going on all at the same time. We don't need to focus on the negative experiences of that, because as we evolve ourselves, we're not going to be creating that. So the people that have created negative circumstances with money, with relationships, all of that, that's not going to be us. So if we keep focusing on that, that will create more resistance, not allowing that thing to come into our reality. So rather, we want to just focus on the lens of reality, the frequency of reality, of the highest light in relation to your desire. So we can see money as something that makes the person greedy, selfish, controlling, or we can see money as something that makes the person expansive, free, liberated, helpful, giving, nurturing, impactful, powerful, creative. And that person could be using it for charities, to invest in amazing companies that help the world, that give to their families, that set their families free. But it is the consciousness behind it that determines how that money is used. So how you view that thing and how you perceive that thing views you, right? Because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And we'll have another example. Maybe we'll do relationships, right? If your desire is to have a relationship, but then you look at men or women, whatever you're interested in, as people that always will hurt you, people that are going to cheat, people that are going to love you and then leave you, they're going to abandon you, then again, you're creating resistance and blockages, and you're assuming those things into existence. Because your assumptions you make, the beliefs you have, the stories you tell, the most predominant ones start to be reflected back to you in your external reality, start to manifest externally. Now, remembering that your more positive assumptions, beliefs, thoughts, feelings are way more powerful. So not feeling bad that you may have these assumptions, these beliefs, these thoughts, but being like, okay, this is a place where I can become aware and I'm not seeing it from the highest lens of reality, from my highest perspective, but I can choose to. Firstly, by being aware, releasing and letting it go and choosing a higher perspective. With the example with relationships, you might see in your external reality, everybody is in relationships and it's so easy for them to find relationships. But your perception on how relationships are towards you, and if you keep telling yourself relationships are so hard to find, or whenever I find them, it's short-lived, or they don't desire me. So how you perceive that thing in relation to you, that needs to evolve as well. Both sides need to evolve. Because it can be really easy to believe that, okay, there's so many millionaires out there, there's so many people in relationships out there. But that is step one. You also need to believe that it can happen for you. You are worthy. You are enough. It is possible for you. You need to finish the equation. It can't just be half done, otherwise it won't manifest in your reality. So remembering that and having and being aware of the assumptions you make on both sides of the equation. This is what I see a lot of my clients struggle with is, okay, they're like, money is easy to make, money is easy to make. I see it all around me. I see people making a lot of money, or I see a lot of people getting into relationships. But then what are their beliefs about relationships in relation to them? What are their beliefs about money in relation to them? So what you'll find, and this will tell you a lot about a person and what's going on internally, is looking at their external reality. And you can do this with yourself, looking at your external reality, because your external reality tells you everything that's going on internally, consciously and subconsciously. A lot of us don't want to face what's going on internally because it can be difficult to look at. But the faster we do it, the deeper we look, the more self-aware we can be, and then the quicker we can shift. And why some people find it easier to manifest certain things and other people find it more difficult is because of their conditioning from their external environment, either from their childhood or even as an adult, right? And how we get conditioned as an adult is
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives, and so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.